Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse podcast. I'm your host, Logan Snow. This is the podcast that will make you feel better about your life. Initiate a successful thought process today, and it will help you do something great today. All right, how are you? Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse. Hey, everybody. This is Season 1, Episode 10. My ex successfully steals my Bitcoin while I'm in jail for 3 months. All right, everybody. So last podcast we left off, I was still in jail, and I'm not going to tell you too much about jail. It just sucks, you know, without getting into details. I was in the hole probably more than I was in my cell. I was in there 8 or 9 times. One time I was in there for 10 days. I was helping a gang in there, because you got to make friends, and they were brewing alcohol, and I had a little bit of experience and know-how, so I was taking the apricots and ketchup and all kinds of stuff. Ketchup is for the yeast, by the way, but we brewed some alcohol, and I got caught with a big bag of it. It would have got the whole pot drunk. It would have been fun, but there's nothing to do in jail. There's no correction about it. You're just locked up in a cell for 23 hours. All you do is push-ups and talk and sleep. It's just stupid. But anyways, I've never been in jail before that, so it was hard for me, but I get along. I look like a white boy. I'm American Indian, and I get in with the white gangs, and I even helped one of the black gangs, because at one point I was roomed up with, I think it was the leader, I'm not going to say which gang, but it was his brother, and I protected the kid because he got jumped in the cell, and I beat the shit out of the 2 kids that came into the cell. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was protecting myself as well, and I helped them, so they kind of looked out for me the rest of the time that I was there, which was cool. Of course I'm going to help them. I mean, you're basically locked up with this kid for 23 hours a day. You got to become friends with this kid, whether you want to or not. And it wasn't hard to become a friend with this kid. He was actually a really good kid. He was there for some bullshit. I think he was selling drugs, bullshit charge. You know, my court dates, they were all set up for me to stay in jail. Every time that my lawyer said that I was going to get out of jail, I'd go to my next court date, and they'd just extend it, and then I'd go back to jail. So I didn't expect to get out of there. You know, the judge gave me 3.5 months without any bail at all. I thought I was going to get 2 years, because it was breaking a restraining order, and in Massachusetts, if you break a restraining order, you get 2 years, and that sucked, you know. But I pled innocent, because I didn't do any of that shit, you know. But on my trial day, I did get out. You know, the judge saw that I was innocent. He saw that I didn't have a past record. I'm not a good, you know, a good candidate to be in jail. I'm a good citizen. But anyways, the day I got out in trial, still in the courtroom, you know, the bailiff takes you, you're still in cuffs. I was on my way downstairs so they could basically let me out the back door. But my ex's boyfriend fucking stood in front of me and the bailiff like he was gonna fucking hit the bailiff. And I looked at him, I said, "Are you still gonna kill me?" And he just looked at me like, you know, a shit-eating, like, "I'm gonna kill you" look. And the bailiff, he was this huge dude. He was pretty intimidating. And my ex's boyfriend gets up like he's going to hit us. And so my ex's boyfriend, giving the bailiff an intimidating look still, the bailiff says, "Do you got a problem?" And my ex's boyfriend just looks at him like, "No," like real pussy-like, because he is a pussy. So the bailiff's like, "Then sit the fuck down. Get out of the way. I have a prisoner here." Scared the shit out of him. So we take the elevator down and I get out, and he's chuckling. He's like, "You gotta watch out for that kid. You should watch your back. He wants you." And I was like, "Yeah, I know." But I get out of jail, and you know, my brother and my father are sitting on the corner waiting for me to come out, I think. So I walk over to them, and right away I ask my brother, because I haven't talked to my brother at all through all of this, and he's the reason supposedly that I went to jail. So I ask him, I'm like, hey, what's up with this email that you got that you sent to my sister? And he said that he never got an email. This is what I got arrested for. She said that it went to my brother. And nobody has this email to this day. I still don't know where this email came from, except I'm pretty sure it was my ex. So, but, you know, it sucked because while I was in jail, I get out of jail and I check my Bitcoin accounts, and there was one Bitcoin in there, and I couldn't fucking believe it. She cleaned me out, and she had access to all of my equipment that could have gave her access, my wallets, my passwords, second authentication she had control of, because while I was in jail, she kept my phone number. And she had access to my email that was my main email that I used for everything. So she cleaned me out. I couldn't believe it. I was, truth be known, my sister never showed up in court to testify against me, because I think she knew the whole thing was bullshit too. I mean, it's just a really hard situation. You know, I saw the truth later though. I pretty much disowned all of my friends and all my family, just started my life over, and I moved to another city and far enough away where I feel safe, and as safe as I can be. My current girlfriend and my current life is amazing, and I'm very thankful for everything that I have. Yeah, that's going to be it for today. I guess that's going to end this season. I might throw in another one if I can think of anything else, like maybe after jail and things like that, because there's a lot going on with more court between me and my ex that I'd like to start another season over. But everybody have a nice day. Just think, your life could be worse. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye now. All right. Abuse is real. Everyone can overcome their abuse and live a happy life. You might not be a great person in the history books, but you can be a great person to everyone in your life. The real way to change the world for the better is to change your world first. Be great to everyone in your life. If you like what you heard, you can head over to my website, yourlifecouldbeworse.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.